If you're ready to say goodbye to being a boss babe or hustling 24/7, welcome to Life in Business. This is the podcast for women just like you who want an easy and effective way to grow your business that's built around genuine work-life balance, not growing a million-pound empire. I'm your podcast host, Libby Langley, award-winning business coach and Amazon best-selling author, known as the Queen of Easy Business because of my sensible and easy-to-implement ways to earn more by doing less. In Life in Business, I share with you how to make small but effective tweaks, how to be confident in your business decisions, and how to make a healthy and guilt-free profit doing exactly what you love the most without working 14 hours a day. Get ready to make your dreams a reality. Here's this week's episode. Hello, my friend. Welcome to another episode of Life in Business with me, Libby Langley. Today, something exciting. I'm going to tell you how to grow and scale your business the easy way, right? There'll be all sorts of stuff that you've read online, people you followed on Instagram, LinkedIn adverts you've seen, people telling you that the way to grow your business, you know, grow your business, hustle, women hustle, all that kind of, you don't need to do that, okay? So what I am here to tell you today is how to do it in a way that really suits you, because I don't know about you. Well, I do know about you because you're here, but I don't know about you, but I ain't going to do that. You know, that the idea of having to work harder is exhausting. And quite frankly, it's not going to happen. You know, I work hard, I focus hard, you work hard, you focus. But what's more important is not working as well, right? Serving your clients, making your clients happy, that's all massively important in your business. But life is important too. You know, you don't want to grow a million-pound empire. You want to be able to have time with your family or time on your own, sitting quietly in a darkened room, whatever it is that you want to do. But in order to be able to facilitate that, then you also want a more income, right? You want a bigger business so that you have more income to be able to do the things that you want to do, yeah? But that doesn't involve just hustling 24/7, believe you me. And another thing that you don't need is you do not need any new ideas. Now, so you're probably sitting there thinking, but I've got loads of ideas and I'm halfway through actioning about 10 of them. Therein lies one of the little problems. You don't need any new ideas. What we all need in order to grow and scale our business the easy way is absolute clarity about who you are and what you want. And kind of importantly, what's standing in your way right now. And I don't mean that in a, the only problem, you're the problem. No, the only problem is you. That kind of you're in your own way. Get out of your own way. Whatever the expression is, you know, it doesn't resonate, so I can't remember it. But you're in your own way. That's not true, okay? You are the single most important thing in your life and in your business. And you do not need to get out of your own way. There are perhaps reframes of how you think that would be beneficial to you. But what's standing in your way right now is kind of nothing, right? Because you're incredible, so you can do this. But there are some thinking mechanisms or ways that you act and behave that are kind of stopping you growing and scaling your business. And also, at times, have been guilty of all of these. So do not think that you are alone here. And I'm not going to tell you that you need to hustle 24/7. And I'm also not going to give you any kind of quick fix nonsense, right? There's none of that. You know me well enough now that that's not what I do and that's not what I believe in. So the first thing to kind of think about when you are wanting to grow and scale your business the easy way is that you do kind of need to identify and remove or get support on the obstacles that are stopping you. And they can be really practical things, right? Absolutely can be super practical things. So it could be that you are doing too much. And if you're trying to do all the things, then it might be that you need to stop doing all the things, partly because they're not all needed, right? All the things that you do, I can almost guarantee that, ooh, let's pick a percentage. 50%, that's quite high, but 50% of the things that you do are not income generating and not crucial in your business. And if you sit and do a really clear analysis of what you're actually doing every day, then I'm sure that a large percentage of it can stop, right? And focusing on the income generating activities is just going to grow and scale your business more easily, right? So you're doing too much, you're doing too many things. Also, you're listening to too many people. And I know that sounds really ironic because you're listening to me now, but you're listening to too many people. There's too many coaches and gurus and whatever people promising you the earth that you're following on Instagram or connecting with or on their email lists. And the more people like that that you're connecting with, the more challenging it is to kind of see what you want, right? So this is about you being really clear about who you are and what you want. And if you're listening to lots of people who kind of, you know, tell you what you should be doing, really difficult. It's really, really difficult to know your own mind and to think with your own mind. And that then leads into, you know what I'm going to say? Shiny object syndrome. Oh my goodness me. So the amount of times that the rabbit holes appear and we go off on a tangent because, oh, look, oh, I could do a course. Oh, I could launch a membership. Oh, yes, you could do all of those things, but they're not the things that you want to focus on, right? They're not the things that are going to, these kind of distractions are not the things that are going to get you where you want to be, okay? So focus on your one thing, clarity about who you are, decide what you want, and then sod everything else, okay? They're the only things that matter. And also, of course, there is the people-pleasing aspect. And it's one thing, and with that, lack of boundaries comes in, okay? It's one thing that's really common amongst my clients. And my clients are the most gorgeous and adorable people, you know, really kind of smart women who are incredible at helping people. But that can flip quite easily to being people-pleasing and to giving too much, not just to kind of friends and family, but to clients, right? So if you're constantly over-delivering on what it is that you have promised to deliver, then you're massively undercharging. You're probably undercharging anyway, right? Because women chronically do. But we'll save that that conversation for another time. But if you're always significantly over-delivering, you're creating extra work for yourself that doesn't need to happen. Now, honestly, if you have promised your client that you're going to give them one document that's going to help them, right, and you end up giving them 10 and a workshop, oh, and let's just get on a Zoom call and, you know, oh, do you want to come to this event? That, all that kind of stuff. It's too much. It's honestly too much. And I know it comes from a point of absolute love and care and support. But this kind of over-delivering, people-pleasing, lack of boundaries is, yeah, could be the thing that's stopping you actually grow and scale your business. I recorded a whole episode about this, about people-pleasing. I'll put a link in the show notes, but it's episode number 18 if you want to just scroll and have a listen to that. It's about how to stop people-pleasing and transform your business as a result. So there's loads more detail about that. So go have a listen. But all of these things are things that you can kind of identify. You know, you can do a bit of self-reflection on this. You can just stop doing them. That's always one option. But also you can get support on all of these things, okay? I mean, it's therapists, coaches, people like that. We exist in order to help with these things and to move forward. So there is support that you can get there too. One thing that you should do, And ironically, this is what I'm... the word should in that sentence is, you know, it's kind of funny, makes me laugh, because what you should do is be true to yourself, not what you think you should do, okay? So there's too many shoulds in that, I know that. But being true to yourself rather than trying to be who you think you should be is something else that's going to be kind of... It's just going to be kind of... I don't like to use the expression standing in your own way, because it's not the right message at all to send to you. But if you think really clearly about who you are, I am sure there are some things that you're doing in your business, and maybe even in your life, but in your business, that aren't aligned to that. And I had a conversation with a client earlier on today, actually, this day of recording, and we talked about photo shoots. Now, I've been in business since 2011, so I have loads of photo shoots over that time. And when I did my first kind of photo shoots, I was really corporate, right? And then I found myself, that's how I was when I ran the business as an agency. And then when I stopped that and went back to being just me in 2015, the first photo shoot I had then was, again, really corporate. And this is the conversation I had with my client this morning. And she was saying how she's updated her website because the first photo shoot she did was really corporate. And we talked about what we actually kind of like to wear. And it's, you know, jeans and comfies and hoodies and T-shirts and you know, soft clothing, right? And not corporate jackets or heels. Oh, I've done my stint in heels, believe you me. That's all I wore up until, oh, I don't know, 10 years ago or something. But that's not being true to yourself. And part of this comes with age, you know. Part of it comes with you just get a bit of age under your belt. You get a bit more confidence. You care kind of maybe a bit less. But just really embracing who you are is so, so important, because you're such an amazing person that not giving yourself the space to be that amazing person in your business, you're doing yourself a disservice, and it's kind of sad, really. So think about what really lights you up in your business and in your life. But what really lights you up in your business? What are the bits that you really, really love? What gives you energy? So what energizes you in your business? And there might well be some things that you're doing that are actually absolutely exhausting. So what really gives you energy? And if there are things that you're doing on a regular basis, particularly if there's something, you know, it's the income generating work that you're doing that absolutely drains you, then that's something that needs a big look at, okay? Because the income generating work should be the stuff that lights you up. That should be the bit that you really love, yeah? For me, I absolutely love working with my clients. And I really, you know, I thoroughly enjoy working one-to-one with my coaching clients. But for me, and that gives me energy, but too much is exhausting. So I have put boundaries in place as to how many clients I work with, how many clients I talk to each day, and how it's the whole thing is managed, because I'm being true to myself, right? I know kind of how this works now and how it works for me. And whilst I still, you know, so enable me to still give a really good service to my clients. So kind of where are you at with that? If you sat with that thought of what lights me up in my business, what gives me energy in my business and what doesn't, what do you come out with? What do you think? You're like, oh shit, yeah, no, I don't like doing that. So that's something for you to reflect on. And this kind of trying to be something you're not. Now, I've really embraced that in the last couple of years, I think. And I'm not an extrovert. I'm not an extrovert. I'm an introvert, and I spend a lot of time at home on my own. And that's kind of okay. And I'm okay with that now. And I certainly went through a phase, and I know in my previous job, before I started my business, if I did any kind of Myers-Briggs tests or these personality tests, came out as an extrovert, right? But that was because I was trying to be what I thought I should be. And so you answer, you know, it's quite easy to kind of trick these quizzes sometimes, because you answer with the person that you sort of think you are, rather than the person who you actually are, which is really interesting. You know, I love an online personality test. I'm just addicted to them. But so if you genuinely think about who you are and what you want, that's just going to make it so much easier for you to grow and scale your business, because you know that every step you take is going to be properly aligned to who you are, what your energy is, and what lights you up, which is just so magical, you know? And who you are, who you truly are, that's who you're meant to be. So why not embrace it, right? It's blimmin' hard work trying to be someone else. You know, just think back to, the kind of, you know, the days when I had a job, and it was just, I put everything into it. And, you know, this whole hustle thing that I'm so anti now, oh my God, I did that in my career. I really did. I pushed and I worked hard. And I mean, I was younger then, right? But even so, it was in the heels and the suits. And I just, it's just what I thought I had to do. And I wasn't unhappy, you know. I mean, I really did love the last job I had, certainly. I really did love it. But now I'm in a space, because I've been self-employed for a long time, and I'm in a space where I'm just really, truly allow myself to do what I want to do and what feels right for me, it's wildly different. I wouldn't last a day in that job now, partly because of all the meetings about meetings. But it's interesting when you kind of do this period of self-reflection, I think, and you allow yourself to be truthful about what it is, you know? So looking at where you were and where you are now, celebrating the wins, okay? So how far have you come in your life and in your business journey? And what's everything is so goal-focused, you know, and I know that I talk about goals quite a lot and about setting goals and everything, but which is very future-based, which is amazing. You know, we need to do that. We need to know where we're going. But what about doing a reflection on things? So how far have you come? And this is something that I talk about a lot with my clients. And they're like, oh, I haven't done much. And it's like, right, hang on a minute. Let me just look at the notes from the first session that we had. And let's just look now. And it could be significant changes, like working a day or two less a week, as well as financial income changes. You know, there's always those for clients too. But actually, it's just, you know, when you arrived, you kind of didn't know what was going on, you know, who you were, what your business really did. You couldn't sum it up in one clear sentence as to who you were and what you offered people. And look at you now. Yay, now you can. And that is such a phenomenal journey and such a phenomenal win, that reflecting on that, not on a weekly basis necessarily. You know, where was I last Friday? Here I am this Friday. I don't mean that, but I mean in a kind of overall picture. Then being mindful of that, that's phenomenal. And you know, by doing that, you know kind of what's worked and what hasn't. So the stuff that hasn't worked, you can dive a bit more deeply into that and think, well, okay, why didn't that work? Oh yeah, because I was trying to launch something that wasn't aligned to my energy, was shiny object syndrome. Somebody told me I should do it. Do you see how that kind of pattern comes through there? So by being really, introspective? Self-aware and reflective of things, being absolutely aware of decisions you're making and what's going on, it really, really helps you to grow and scale your business. Because if you look at the things that didn't work, well, you ain't going to do those anymore, but you're going to know why. And why might be a technical thing, but it also might be because it was the wrong thing for you. Okay, so that's huge. And then the things that did work and that you enjoyed and that lit you up and that earned you the money, you just do more of those, and all the other stuff falls by the wayside. And before you know it, you've grown and scaled your business. It often, honestly, it comes down to just that kind of simplicity. And if there are gaps in, you know, if you ran a workshop and people loved it, but you don't know, then you want, it was great and the feedback was great and it earned you what you wanted to earn and all of this, and you want to grow and scale that particularly, there might be some gaps in your knowledge, right? So there might be some technical gaps, but you can buy a specific course just to help you out that thing, or you can get support from a business coach who's been there and done that. So it's only after this period of self-reflection and analysis that you're able to kind of identify the genuine gaps of where you need support and or learning, which is wildly different to shiny object syndrome of, oh, do you know what? Yeah. So I read that I should be on YouTube. So now I'm going to buy a YouTube course and I'm going to learn how to do YouTube. But actually, I still am not being true to myself. So I don't really know what it is that I want to offer people. It's not in a super comfortable way. And the cycle begins, right? The cycle continues. So this is, and also guilty, have done that many a time over the years myself, but it's what happens, right? We think we should be doing something. So we go off on a tangent, we buy a course or join a program, sometimes like thousands of pounds, right? Hello from someone who did a 15 grand program with someone that was just awful and damaging and horrible. But so I always speak from experience, you know that, it's when you kind of, when you allow yourself to just have a bit of space and think, right, let me look at what's worked, what doesn't work, what I like, what I don't like, that then you can get the support that you need, right, to kind of plug the gaps, if you like. So it's simplicity. The more simple you make something, the quicker and easier it's going to grow. Believe you me, that is the best bit of advice that I can give you. Absolutely. And this is from a coaching perspective, but it's also from a flipping been there, done that perspective. The more you follow people who have a far bigger, more complicated business and try and replicate it, the more you're kind of going to not get anywhere. It's the simple truth. And most coaches probably won't tell you that, but that is absolutely true. And I want to say to you that fun is an element that should always be included. Have some fun. Stop doing all the boring, dull stuff. Not all of it, you know, because some sort of admin needs to still be done if that's what you find boring. But just make sure that, you know, 90% of what you're doing in your business is enjoyable, is fun, is easy, is simple. And that is how you will grow and scale. So it's not by working harder or hustling more. It's not by posting 5 times a day on Instagram. Ain't going to make any difference, right? You need to get these kind of foundations of you in place. So you need to think about the things that you're doing that, you know, maybe kind of you need some support on, or maybe you need to stop doing, like shiny object syndrome, doing too much, saying yes to everything, no boundaries, people pleasing, all these kind of things. And then be true to yourself and know what you absolutely want. So what lights you up? What gives you energy? Not what you should be doing. And then have some fun. Celebrate your wins. Enjoy the journey. Reflect on where you've been and look at you are where you are now. I mean, flipping heck, whoever thought that? It's absolutely incredible. You are the key to the growth of your business. You are the key. And I think it's time you unlocked that door to your dreams. It's just so powerful. So, so powerful. Self-reflection, understanding yourself, and absolutely embracing who you are and celebrating who you are. Because I think you are flipping fabulous. So let's celebrate that. Okay, ready to grow and scale your business? Woohoo! I am cheering you on, my friend. As ever, let me know how you get on Instagram at Libby Langley. I love the DMs I get from you. I really do. And it's interesting because some people say, oh, I've been wanting to message you for ages, but I was so frightened. And then we just have this really nice chat and it's all really cool. So, you know, you should know by now that I'm not an ogre and I love to chat to people. So, yeah. Send me some messages and let me know how you get on. But well done. It's all good. You're on a really exciting journey. And this is another little step that you can take in having the business of your dreams. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.